This is Tom Rowe, and you're listening to the WGXC Morning News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, magazines, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Andrea Macko writes several articles in the Greenville Mountain View Pioneer about recovery efforts in Rensselaerville and Preston Hollow in Albany County. Macko reports about an October 4th special meeting of the Rensselaerville Town Board about the flood damage in Preston Hollow. She reports that Town Supervisor Mary Dermody and Town Council members Gary Chase and John Kudlak defeated a motion by Bob Bolte and voted for by Marion Cook to allow public comment at the crowded meeting. Macko writes, residents did get their say a week later at an October 11th meeting, and several complained about being silenced the week before. Medusa resident and Tea Party activist David Bowditch said not allowing public comment at the meeting was not in the spirit of the U.S. Constitution. Supervisor Dermody, meanwhile, had her own complaints. Three important state and federal officials could not come or backed out of appearing before the board at the last minute. Highway Superintendent David Potter estimated it will cost $500,000 to stabilize Catskill Creek in the hamlet. A representative from FEMA did answer questions from the public, but the story makes it clear that Rensselaerville and Preston Hollow are not getting the attention they need to recover from Hurricane Irene damage. The New York State Public Service Commission and the New York State Energy Research Development and Authority announced Monday, October 17th, a $5 billion agricultural disaster program to help farms replace systems and equipment damaged or lost due to Hurricane Irene and or Tropical Storm Lee. The program provides funding for energy-efficient repair and replacement of damaged electrical and natural gas systems and equipment, such as milk processing, cooling, heating, and other farm systems. Gary Brown, chairman of the Public Service Commission, said, quote, "The destruction caused by Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee was unprecedented, and the farming communities in the afflicted areas sustained significant damage. This authorization will provide a dual benefit of offering some relief to those communities in the face of tremendous need and avoiding lost opportunities for energy efficiency gains as those farms begin to repair and rebuild their operations." The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, DEC, announced Monday, October 17th, that it adopted a five-year deer management plan that is now available at dec.ny.gov/animals7211.html, and that link is on the WGXC newsroom. Quote, "White-tailed deer are an important and valued natural resource for New Yorkers," unquote, DEC Commissioner Joe Martin said in a press release. Quote, "DEC's new deer management plan provides strategic direction for our staff over the next 5 years and will help us focus our efforts where they can best be met, meet the biological and social demands associated with deer. A stretch of Route 67 in Freehold flooded by the Catskill Creek in the storms associated with Hurricane Irene in August are still recovering from those effects." Andrea Macko in the Greenville Mountain View Pioneer reports that the Freehold Country Pub hosts a fundraiser this Saturday, October 22nd, for several businesses and homeowners along the creek. The fundraiser goes to Story's Nursery, the Freehold Airport, and the Matthews family in Freehold, and the Van Voorhis family in Preston Hollow. The fundraiser starts at 6 p.m. and includes cocktails, a buffet dinner, and DJ Karaoke Craig. The National Weather Service predicts Tuesday will be partly sunny with a high near 63. Tuesday night, clouds move in with a low around 43. Wednesday, rain begins mainly after 2 p.m. with a high near 57, and the new rainfall amounts between 3/4 and 1 inch are possible on Wednesday. Town meetings today on Tuesday, the Caro Planning Board holds a public hearing on the planned Hannaford Supermarket in Caro. It will be held at the Acre Community Center, 645 Old Route 23 in Acre, behind St. Edmund's Church. You take Route 23 west to Acre Manor and make a right, go past the stop sign, and you'll see the sign for Acre Community Center. That meeting is at 7 p.m. Columbia County, the Health and Medical Services Committee meets at 4 p.m. In Durham, the town board has an open public hearing at 7 p.m. 7:30 p.m. Hillsdale meets at 7:30 p.m. also. Hudson, the Finance Committee meets at 5 p.m. and the regular Common Council meets at 7 p.m. Hunter, there's a meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall in Tannersville. Lexington, the Town Board meets at 7 p.m. and Taconic, the Planning Board, has a workshop meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. The sun rises at 7:09 today on Tuesday and sets at 6:13 p.m. The moon sets at 1:01 in the afternoon and rises again at 10:49 this evening. And birthdays on October 18th include Chuck Berry, Mike Ditka, Laura Nero, Terry McMillan, Martina Navratilova, and Rick Moody. And tune in to the WGXC Afternoon Show every Tuesday and hear Mariel Fiore and Antonio Flores Lobos present news and features and interviews in English and in Spanish from 4 to 6 p.m. every Tuesday on the WGXC Afternoon Show. I'm Tom Rowe, and that's the news for Tuesday, October 18th.